From the very beginning of the foundation of our people, from Abraham and Sarah, from Yitzchak and Rivka, our fathers and our mothers, to the tribes, to King David, to Devorah the prophet, meditation and deep prayer were part of the very fiber of our being. That's just who we were, who we are. Our fathers would go into the fields to meditate. They established the idea of prayer, but they didn't open a book and read. They would meditate. They would think about the greatness of their Creator and look around at the world and see all the incredible things that God created. They would meditate and lose themselves in that thought. And great women would do the same. They would contemplate on the greatness of their Creator and get completely lost in the awe and the incredible beauty of God in this world. We were the masters of meditation. And we still hold that key, that secret. But today, so many of us have forgotten that art. And instead, we open a book and the next page, right? We just read the prayers. I don't know what I'm saying. Something cool. Thank you, God. Yay, yay. Give me more food. Okay, good. We're done. And we've forgotten this art of meditation. And so many Jews turn to other sources for transcendental meditation and deep thought. People used to still do travel to India and go to meditative yoga sessions. Anyone ever tried any of that stuff? Okay, so yeah, lots of nods. We know what we're talking about, right? But where did they all get it from? They got it from us. We're the founders of this thought. We are the first ones to believe that there's a creator that you can meditate about. We have to look back to who we are and find that lost art and reclaim it for ourselves. I really believe that the way you start your day has a profound impact on the rest of the day, on the sleep at night, on the next day, on your entire week. And if you start your day with a strong foundation, everything moves a lot more smoothly, and your every action in your day has a lot more impact. And the best foundation you can build for your day is a meditative state of being, thinking about your Creator, and knowing that everything in this world happens for a reason, happens because your Creator decided that that's the way it should be. So some of us refer to it as prayer, some refer to it as tefillah, some refer to it as, what other words do you know? Lihitbalel, that's like tefillah. What else? Anyone know the word davening? Kind of sounds like Yiddish, right? It comes from like an acronym, Da'avos Inun, that we learned that this from our fathers. Learned how to do this from our fathers. Okay? Anything else? Any other words you know? Benching is after a meal, yeah. Or katamazon. So I'm gonna use the word tefillah because the word tefillah comes from the root word to connect. And that's what it's all about. We're connecting, we're establishing that connection. So the main difference, for those of you who've done any kind of meditation, the main difference between other forms of meditation and tefillah is that other forms of meditation focus on an emptying of the mind, whereas this is, we empty the mind from negative thoughts, but we are doing that through filling it with positive thoughts. Because you know that as soon as you create a vacuum, something's gonna come fill it. Like if you empty your mind and have nothing going on in there, what automatically starts to infiltrate?
Worries.
Oh yeah, worry. We're Jewish here. Okay, worries. What else? What?
Loving.
Loving? What? When you empty your mind and there's nothing there, and you're just trying to empty it and have absolutely nothing in your mind, what sometimes starts to just pour into your mind? Yeah.
Fears,
concerns. Yeah.
My to-do list.
My to-do list.
Overanalyzing.
Oh boy, you know, some people who are just too bored and they overanalyze everything and they're just constantly worrying. Right? You're just like, get a life, do something. And sometimes it could just be all the negative things we've seen in life, all the horrible scenes we've seen in movies or gross pictures we've seen or just random weird things that we never wanted to think about again, right? They just come back and we're like, ah, why is this coming to me, right? And it's just all coming back. So we know that the mind is not meant to be empty. The mind always has to have something in it. So what we try to do is fill it with positive thoughts, so much so that the negative thoughts just have no room and they just leave on their own. It's like rather than constantly picking out the weeds and the thorns, just plant like thousands of roses so that the weeds have no chance at survival. That's what tefillah is all about.